Jackie O. Kyle and Jackie O.
This is the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
I got sent this book, actually. It's a little kid's book called My Underpants Rule. And,
What's that about? What it sounds like it's about?
Yeah, it
like
is.
Teaching kids safety and stuff?
That's it. Awareness of how certain people may be able to see it and others can't. And I thought, oh, you know what? I didn't have a book like that when I was a kid.
Neither. I just left open slow. Every man for himself is what my parents said. Go out in the wide world. There'll be some creepy blokes to try and crack on. Just be careful. And I was like,
just be careful, right. Well, I think it was a good idea. I went home and I thought, you know, I'm going to lie in bed and I'm going to read this book to Kitty.
Right.
And unbeknownst
lying in bed,
to me.
Is that the right place to read it?
Yeah, we do bedtime stories.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
They're nighttime bedtime stories.
And what's it called? My
Underpants
Rule.
And it's really one of those books I feel that is... It's up to the parent if they want to read this type of book to their child.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a bit of a funny book. And she took it to school the next day. I didn't know. She loved this book. But, you know, they're not quite aware of exactly
the warning is.
Yeah, I'll read you the book because she's now her friends at school. Because when I picked her up, her and all her friends were talking about the underpants rule.
Oh!
And I thought,
all gathered around your
book. I don't know if that's a good idea because I'm going to read you the book and it's sort of, you know, it's a good message.
Imagine what that's going to look like. A bunch of kids on the footpath standing next to a black four-wheel drive with tinted windows talking about the underpants rule.
I'll read it to you.
It doesn't come up very good, does it?
I'll read you some of it anyway. Don't you think?
Do we have to?
Yeah, because you can see what it's like.
Okay.
Don't you think it's rather silly? Don't you feel it's something strange how the things inside your underpants have lots of funny names? Anus, vagina, front bottom.
What is it?
Penis, pee pee, girly bits, private parts, foo foo. Anyway, the list goes on. So it never is done.
Did you say
by the way,
kidding?
Yeah. Well, who uses anus anyway? Like, that is not a word I would use for a five-year-old.
I don't know. That's a real
use
word.
Use bottom, not anus.
No, but it's
anyway,
a real
some
word,
parents
I mean.
Do use those correct terms, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, my next-door neighbour did. She used
what
also.
Do they say?
She
would wipe your anus correctly. No one says that.
She would say vagina and penis. No, I don't say those words to
kids. It just makes me uncomfortable. Just watching you holding that book and everything, it's just,
But it's good to know their proper names and to protect them all the time. So follow the underpants rule and learn this simple rhyme.
Now we have to learn a rhyme. Okay, go.
What's under my pants belongs only to me and others can't touch there or ask me to see. But a safe grown-up or doctor when I'm not healthy. My underpants belong only to me. And if this rule's broken, I can run, kick, or scream. And it's really okay if I make a big scene because my underpants rule has been broken, you see. So it then goes on to ask questions now, puts kids in scenarios.
Clever kid's going to have a tantrum. And then when they get in trouble from having a tantrum, they're going to say, but someone just broke my underpants rule. And then all hell's going to break loose.
See, it goes into all the questions of different scenarios. So I ask Kitty all these scenarios to test her when it's okay and when it's not okay.
This on Law and Order before. It's called coaching a witness.
Right. What do you mean?
Some terrible story on Law and Order SVU, and the mum taught the child what to say, and the uncle never did anything. And
well, see, if you don't read it properly, that's the thing. You have to be very clear about the circumstances.
Keep reading. As uncomfortable as it is.
Question number one. Imagine someone bigger asks to see your underpants. What's the underpants rule you tell them? Should you give them any chance? And I asked her and she said, no, you shouldn't let them.
That's good.
What if someone puts their hands on you and touches your private parts? Would you let them do it? And she said no, so that was good.
Yep.
And then it goes on to say if they do, you kick and scream and punch them again, right?
Right, that's good.
Yep. What if you're having trouble with your farts and poos and wees or you're sore under your pants, should they touch and see? Yes, she responded, which was good.
Right.
Because that's when a doctor you need to have a look.
Yeah, yeah.
What if someone shows you the parts under their pants or asks you to touch theirs, would you say yes or no? She said yes.
She said yes.
No. And I said no. This is why this book is really good for kids because they're a little confused. They're so, you know.
No.
And then it goes on about the.
Did you not question any further?
Yeah, I did. I did. Oh, don't did worry. You? Yeah.
And have it goes you said, on. Has that happened before?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, right. I did. Okay, cool, of course cool. I did. And anyway, by
was
the end of it.
Is she crying at any stage?
No. Oh, right. No. And it goes on and on and keeps reiterating the underpants rule for kids. Yeah. So I think the book itself is a great book for all kids to read, definitely. Yeah. But I'm not so sure it was the right book for her to take to school.
And did anyone
and
say
share
anything?
With all the other kids?
Did anyone at school say anything?
No, they didn't.
No calls? No,
no, I didn't get any calls. I wonder thank how many God. Kids went home and misunderstood the
and,
message.
And right in the end of the book, does it say anything like, when you're 18, disregard all of these rules? No, does it say anything like that?
It doesn't, oh, say, it doesn't say anything like that.